Okay, we heard that Rav Kahana said that the machlokes, whether if you put kemach, l'tocha charosis or l'tocha chardel, that the Tana Kama says you should eat it immediately, and Rav Meir says it's osur immediately. So Rav Kahana explained the machlokes is only by chardel, because it's very sharp. So the Tana Kama holds that it stops it from becoming chametz. But charosis, which isn't that sharp, there it becomes chametz according to everybody. Now, what's it called? The Omer of Nachman, Omer Shmuel, halacha k'divrei chachamim. The halacha is like the chachamim. Omer le Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak le Rav Huna bar Ed Rav Yehuda, acharosis kol mamar or achadu kol mamar. When they said halacha is like the chachamim, do you hold that the chachamim held, even by charosis, that you're allowed to eat it immediately? Or dafka by chardel, like Rav Kahana said in the beginning. Omer Leila, my nafkamina. Right? What's a nafkamina? Rav Kahana. The Omer Rav Kahana, machlokas l'tocha chardel, aber l'tocha charosu, tibra kol yisorif miyad. And the nafkamina is, do you hold like Rav Kahana or not? Right? Do you hold that the machlokas is only by chardel, but charosas, even the chachamim agree, is osur? Or no, you don't hold like Rav Kahana. That's my question. Omalei lo shmili, kolomar lo sfirili. No, I never heard what Rav Kahana said, meaning I never accepted what Rav Kahana said. Rashi acharosas kolomar, mi yisvachot rabbanan, no mi acharosas plige. Do you hold not like Rav Kahana that the rabbanan argue on both of them? Lo spirally, ala b'charosus non b'sharu. The halachic emotion. When I said halachic chachamim, I meant across the board, both chardel and charosus, and I don't hold what Rav Kahana said. Ravashi, kavoshid Rav Kahana mistabri. Ravashi said, however, it's more mistabri like Rav Kahana that the machlokus is only by chardel, but charosus, everybody agrees, is osur. And the Omer Shmuel, ein halachic Rav Yossi. Right, before we had Shmuel who said, Ein halacha k'Rav Yossi, the Omer la'el chomet somsa. Rav Yossi said that vinegar stops the chomet process. And Shmuel said, the halacha is not the k'Rav Yossi. My lad smusi hutlot somis, it doesn't stop the process. Achimui mechano, that means that it makes it even more chomet. If it doesn't stop it from being chomet, then the stand it makes it chomet faster. Versus lo, dilma lo mach mitzomis, lo chamuri mechamet. It doesn't stop it from becoming chamet, but it doesn't become chamet immediately either. And therefore, if you eat it immediately, it's okay. There's no raya from the fact, and charosis is because of the vinegar inside. So vinegar, if it doesn't stop the chamet process, then maybe it speeds it up. So it would be a raya like a kahana. Versus no, it's no raya. Maybe it doesn't stop it, it doesn't speed it up either. And therefore, the halach is you can eat it immediately. Rashi, my love, mitlotzam is chitin shidish. His chilul limod napeach. We had before that if you soaked wheat and it began to become chametz, so Rabbi Yossi said, throw it into vinegar. It'll stop it. Alma kishar maskinu. Right? So you see that vinegar doesn't stop the chametz process. And maybe therefore it's similar to what Rav Kahana said, that if you put it into something with vinegar like charosis, not only doesn't it stop it from becoming chametz, it becomes chametz faster. Alma Shmuel k'Rav Kahana sirulim. V'chikomer Shmuel halachik echachonim achadul komer v'lo acharosis. And therefore when Shmuel said the halach is like the chachonim, he meant only by chadul, not by charosis. Because the same Shmuel said, the halach is not like Rabbi Yossi, that the vinegar doesn't stop the chametz process. But it says, no, lo mitzmitz somis, es yehizchel hachmitz, it doesn't stop the process if something started becoming chametz, lo mechami nami es hamit l'tzokal, to lo havikimayim, and it doesn't make something immediately chametz either. Okay, ein mevashlin, you're not allowed to cook the korban pesach in water. It says, how do I know that if you cook it in fruit juices, it's also asur? Amris kavachom. Umamayim shayim mafigin tam. And asurim, shayim mashkin shayim mafigin tam. water, which doesn't take away the taste of the Korban Pesach, still, since it's not shliach, boiling it, cooking it is also. So fruit juices, which not only cook it, but also take away the taste, surely should be also. Rabbi Omer B'mayim says, V'ashem Avusha B'mayim, Engli Alamayim, Shar Mashkeminayim, same question. How do you know that if you cook it in fruit juices, it's also asr? Tam lomer uvashom mivusha, mikomakom. It says a double lashon. Vashom mivusha. May binayu. They both learn that fruit juices are asr. What's an afkamina? Ike binayu tzli kever. The difference would be pot roasted. In other words, you didn't put any other liquids in, only the korban pesach. You put it into a pot. And you heated it up. So now the juices of the Korban Pesach come out of the Korban Pesach, and it's boiled in its own juices. So pashtus, everybody holds here that you're not, there's two things. There's ki im tzliyeish, there's a mitzvah saseh to roast the Korban Pesach and not to boil it. There's also an iser, a lav, v'vashum avushum v'mayim. V'sochum minenu ma, v'vashum avushum v'mayim. Can't eat it raw, or cooked in water. So if you make it in a pot, it's not roasted because it's cooked in its own juices. That's not called roasting. Right? That's clear. That it's, you're over the essay. The shaila is, are you also over the lav of bushel mavushel b'mayim, or maybe not? Right? Since it's not water, it's other juices. The Kal V'Chomer is only other juices that would take away the taste, that would give it a different taste. But juices that don't give it a different taste, its own juices, there is no Kal V'Chomer. So if you learn it from the Kal V'Chomer, right, its own juices wouldn't be included. And therefore you wouldn't be over the lav. Even though it's not roasted, it's cooked, but you're only over the essay of ki im tzliyeish. But not, that's where most Rishonim learn, that's the way we'll learn. On the other hand, if you learn it from Boshel, Mavushel, Mikom, Makom, then it includes even its own juices. Not only are you not behind the essay of Tzliyesh, you're also over the lav of Boshel, Mavushel. That's the difference between them. For Rabban, on high Boshel, Mavushel, Mayatilahu, let's see Rashi first. B'mayim, Boshel, Mavushel, B'mayim. The Torah mentions Mayim specifically. The Pnei Yeshua and others ask, if it already is marbe, according to both of them, other things, why do you say mayim then? Don't say mayim. Just say it, boshel mavushel. So the Yeshua says, because mayim is the normal way of cooking. It doesn't mention it for any halachic reason. Normal cooking is in water. So it mentions that. Later on we'll see, maybe there is a halachic reason why it had a mention that it's talking about the normal way of cooking, which is water. Fruit juices give a different taste than the Korban Pesach, and water doesn't. Ubashel mevushel ribuyo. It's an extra ribuy. The Havei Lenechtav, no, mevushel. What's bashel mevushel? Tzlikeder, shemavashen osa bikteira, below mayim, below shumashke, elamayim haniflat in mishmono. Right? It's, you put it in a pot, and it cooks in its own juices. The one who learns it from Kal V'Chomer over here will be mutter. Mutter means it wouldn't be over the lav. And Chanani wouldn't be the kind of the essay, but you're not over the lav. The Rebbe, the Yolet Miribuya, Hainami Boshel Mavushel. The Rebbe learns it from Ribuy, this is also included. So what do the Rabbanan do with Boshel Mavushel? They have a Ribuy they don't learn anything from. They learn the fact that fruit juices are also from a Kal V'Chomer. You boiled the Korban Pesach and then you roasted it. Or you roasted it and then you cooked it. Chayiv, Yechayiv Malkus. For Bashal Mavushal, for eating the Korban Pesach cooked. Bashal is Bishlo, Mabishlo, V'Acharkach Tzlo, Chayiv. So Bashal. Right? Well, if you cooked it first and then you were sold it, I understand why you're over. Because first you're mevashel it and then only later tzli. So lamaisa, you're over on eating since the first process was the cooking, The tzli didn't take away the cooking. Just added a tzli, but it's still mevushel. And the tzlo, the apricot, bishlo, are tzli eshu. But the mice, if you completely roasted it first, what's the bishel going to help, right, on something that's roasted? The mice, it's called roasted. Amravkahana, how money Rav Yossi? So the Gemara says, it goes according to Rav Yossi. The Tanya, Yotzin Baroki Kashori, Ubiva Mubusho, Shalom Inuach Diver of Meir. Matzah, that you, what's it called, soaked in hot water, or you even cooked it, and it didn't fall apart, didn't get completely, it didn't fall apart completely, so it still looks like bread, you're Yotze with that Romero, even though it's cooked matzah. But you bake the matzah, and then you cooked it. So you cook baked matzah, Romero holds, the cooking doesn't change it, and it still remains baked. It's still bread. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yotzin Baroka Kashori, if you soak it, then you Yotze, I will love him a bushel. But if you cook it, not. Apa Pishaloni Muach, even though it, what's it called, it didn't fall apart. Because it's not lechem anymore. Since you cooked it, even though originally it was baked, but if you cook something baked, it's now called cooked. And cooked bread is not bread. And therefore it's not lechem, you can't be yotzi matzah. So what do you see? That cooking after, what's it called, roasting is called cooked. And where do you know that from? You have it from the bushel mevushel. Any kind of cooking, even after you roasted it. Rashi, Rabbi Yosihi, the Omer Bishalach, Rashi, a Bishalu. Yotzin, the Dechovas Matzah, Baroki, Kashori, Betapshel, Lach, Afiyosu. You soaked it in a dish after you baked it. Apapisha, Mismasmes, Lechemhu, still called Lechem. Even though it gets, soft, it's still called Lechem. Kozman, Shukayim, Shloni Moch, Legamre, Bechem b'mavushel. As long as it didn't fall apart completely, it's still called lechem, and it could be yotzei matzah. Avalo b'mavushel, but Rabbi Yossi holds no. If you cook it, it's not matzah, even if it didn't. The lav lechem karina be. It's not lechem. The apple pishe kvar nefa b'tamur, even though it was baked, hoyo v'chozer u'bishlo bitlo mitoros lechem. Right? Where it says, so that riboy tells me Rabbi Yossi's din. Ula Omar Afilu Tamer of Meir. Shani Hachad Omar Krol Vashem Avushel Mikomako. According to Rabbi Yossi, you don't need the ribuy. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's not matzah normally, because he holds Yesh Bishalach Rafir. That if you cook something after you bake it, it's called cooked. And cooked bread is not bread. So you're not Yossi. Rabbi Meir holds normally cooking doesn't change it. If it was baked to begin with, as long as it didn't fall apart, it's still called bread. That's for Gabe Matzah. But by Korban Pesach, since there's a separate ribuy of bushel, mevushel, b'mayim, even if you cooked it after you roasted it, it's also over. Rashi Rashi, Shani Hocha de Rabbi Kra, bushel, mevushel, the Havi Lenichta, mevushel, Gzeres HaKosev, Pesach. Special halacha by Korban Pesach, even according to Rav Meir. In any case, the Rav Yoah brings his raya from here by Shabbos, that yes, even though ain't bishalach or bishal, if you cook something, you can't re-cook it on Shabbos to be over Nisa the Raisa, but yes, sliach or bishal, yes, afiach or bishal, and vice versa. Yes, bishalach or afiach, and yes, bishalach or sli. You see from this Gemara that even without the ribuy by Korban Pesach, right, we hold, we pass from like Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi holds that if the matzah is baked, after is cooked, after it's baked, you're not Yossi. And the Gemara says you don't need that ribuy, according to Rabbi Yossi. We pass from like Rabbi Yossi. Others argue on the Rav Yoah, and they say that there's a sugi in brachas, there it's mashma that it's not for this reason. It's not because it's considered not bread because it's cooked, because it loses the tam of matzah. And even though the Gemara says that if you swallow matzah, you yotze, you don't have to have a tam of matzah, that's regabe what you taste. But regabe the metzias of the matzah has to have a taste that could be tasted. It's like a getter of kolagloi labila. If the matzah could be tasted and you swallow it, you yotze. But if you make the matzah in such a way that you take away the taste of the matzah itself, so even if you ate it, you couldn't taste it, that's no good. And therefore, since it has to do with the taste of the matzah, it has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos, or Bishul, Afiyah, whatever. It's not that it's considered Mevushel. It's just that the taste is taken away. And therefore, some hold that if you soak it, not in water, but you soak it in fruit juices, where it takes the taste away, then you don't see either, according to that time in Brachas. They ask on, that's a Raivid. They ask on the Raivid, the Chorif, you made matzah with fruit juices. You're only not Yotzi because it's matzah shira, but not because it doesn't have tam matzah. So why, if you take matzah and soak it in fruit juices, does it mevatla tam matzah? The Mishnah Berurah says, the Sharetzi and very Poshet. That I would say it also, the same answer, Poshet. If you make matzah with fruit juices, that's the tam matzah. That's the matzah. But if you make matzah without fruit juices, then the tam matzah is water tam. And now you put fruit juices, you're mavak with that tam with matzah. Two different things. Okay. In any case, that's a famous machlokas, yesh bishalach rafia, ein bishalach rafia, can a different process be, and from here the Ravio brings a raya, and it depends how you learn the sugi in brachas, does it argue on here or not, in order that what's it called to break up this raya or not, the Ravio would learn that sugya and brachas to be different. That even according to the maskan of the sugya there, it has to do with being considered bishul. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Yochol tzlo kol tzarcho yechayev. I might think that if you, roasted it totally, that's your chayev, right? Talmud Lomar. It's considered not roasted. Over roasting it is also not roasting. If it's not roasting, then it's like cooking. Talmud Lomar al tochlo mimenu na uvashel mevushal b'mayim. No bashel mevushal amarti v'cha v'lo shet slow kol charcoal. It could be that slow kol charcoal, in other words, you made it mamish like charcoal. You burnt it. So burning is not called roasting, but it's also not called cooking. So you're not over the lav of bushel mevushel, but you are not mekayim the mitzvah of eating it tzliyesh. That's not tzliyesh. That's burnt. Rashi, yocho tzlo kol tzarko, the achar kach bishlo yechayim. I might think that if you roasted it and then you cooked it after you, what's it called, you roasted it totally. V'hai tanu hu domer la'el, tzlo v'achar kach bishlo chayim. This tanu holds that if you roasted it normal and then cooked it, you'd be chayv. Because cooking does help after stone roasting. But if you burnt it to a charcoal, then the cooking doesn't help anymore. Lishna achrina, yokol tzlo kol tzarcho, v'shavi charucha, kin v'fori sheichayiv, z'lav tzli eishu, elakoli eish v'sor. Now, the first shot is that you roasted it totally, right, and then you cooked it. So I might think that if you roasted it, mamish tov, there's nothing more to do, right? That if you cooked it, you also chayiv kamash v'lo. No, it had to be that you roasted it not totally, in order for the bishul to have some effect. But if you roasted it totally, then the bishul has no effect. The second shot, Rashi says, is you didn't cook it at all. He's not talking about cooking. You burnt it. Burning it, maybe is not called roasting. It's not called roasting, and maybe it's included in cooking. You're eating it raw, cooked, or roasted. If it's not roasted, then it must be some other thing. Right? The ze ikur, v'risha menu klum. That's the first shot can't be. Da'hu tana kivin the rabbi krot shlo v'yachar kadishlo mali shav yecharucho mali lo shav. Right? The was your home. That bishul has effect. After roasting, it would have effecting after you burnt it too. But if the pshat is burning considered, it's not considered tzli, it's a considered cooking. Kamashala, no, it's not considered cooking either. Charucha sarv. As far as kechi dami, Amar Rav Ashi, the shavi charucha. You burnt it, you made it charcoal. Rashi, charucha sarv. Okay. So, shayla is what kind of roasting are you yotzi? What's called gnaw? Gnaw means raw. When is it considered raw? When is it considered roasted? Over roasted is not roasted. So at what point is it called roasted? So some shittas hold that Michael ben Drusoy, that if you cooked it till Michael ben Drusoy, which is a third or a half of its time, just like by Shabbos, that's considered cooked, for here it's considered roasted. And the others hold, it's not, as the Rashi seems to be in Chumash, that it has to be fully roasted. Not one third or one half, fully roasted, and anything less than that is called na. It's called raw. Tana Rabbanan, Yochel Ocho Gezayis Chai Yechayiv, I might think if you ate it raw, mamash, no baking, no roasting at all. Right? Tana Lomar, Al Tochli Menu Na Uvashu Mavushal. Na Uvashu Amarti Lecha, Velo Chai. Na is semi-roasted, but not raw. Raw is not part of, it's not Shliyesh. You're not Yotze the Mitzvah Pesach because you're over the essay. But it's not the lot.
Is that what we call rare?
No, rare is no. Right, rare is no. Raw is raw.
Raw is chai, if they call
it. Right,
right.
Yochel Yehei Mutter, I might think you could eat it like that. You don't have to roast the carbon pass out. You just can't eat it rare, or what's it called, or cooked. Talmud Lomar, ki in shliyesh, as a mitzvah saseh, to eat it roasted. So there's two things. There's an isser saseh, if you don't roast it, and there's a lav if you cook it or you eat it raw, rare. Shmuel says, "Heichi dami na? What's na? Amarav k'damri parsoi arvani." Rashi, "Na tzli veino tzli." Na means it's semi-roasted. Chai, let's go back. Chai legamri. Shalom nitzlakal. Chai means it's raw meat. Yochel yei mutter lechol mimenu chai lechatzila. And I think, since it's not cooked, and it's not rare, that you're allowed to eat it. Ta'afilu yisurim amilekum. Ta'amad lomar al tarukhu mimenu no, ki in tzliyesh. There's a mitzvah saseh that it has to be tzliyesh. V'lo zesh eno tzli. This isn't tzliyesh. V'havi le'lav shebechlolus, v'hai tana sabar, ein lokin alav shebechlolus. Al tarukhu mimenu no, v'vash mabushal, ki in tzliyesh. It's not really a lav shebechlos, more like an isser abo, a lav abo mechlal asay. So it's an isser lav. It's not a, that's a rationalism. Kedamre parsoi abornim, osa tzliya shebloshen parsi kruya abarnim. Bloshen ha kodesh kori no. Whatever in Persian is abarnim, those who knew Persian knew what they were talking about. And it means rare. And again, it's two different shittas. One shita is anything that's not fully roasted is called rare. And the other shita is anything that's less than Michael Ben Drusoy is called rare. But if it's more than Michael Ben Drusoy or Yotzi, that's called tzliyesh. Omer Rav Chisda, Hamavashu b'chamei Tveria b'shabes potter. If you cook things in chamei Tveria, which is natural heat, the water is heated, right? Not by fire. It has natural heat, right? Then you're potter. Because it's not the normal way of cooking. The normal way of cooking is heating something up from a heat source, water, and cooking it in that water. But if the water is not heated up by a heat source, it's naturally hot, then you're not chayiv on Shabbos. Because when the Torah assert something, it assert it the normal way. If you do it a different way, then you're not chayiv. It's not melech, it's not shevet. Pesach shebishlo b'chamei Tveria chayiv. But if you cook the korban Pesach in chamei Tveria, you're chayiv because you're eating it bashul mevushal b'mayim. The Gemara says, Maishna b'Shabbos, delo, the tovus eish bo'in in the leka. Why on Shabbos is not considered bishul? Because anything that's not heated up by a fire is not called bishul. Pesach nami, lav tovus eishu. Pesach also. In order to be called, the Torah uses a lashon bishul. So they ask, l'chor, there's a very big difference. According to Pesach, the main thing is, what was done to it? Was it cooked? Yeah, it was cooked. Was it cooked the normal way? No. Shabbos, it makes a difference what the pa'ula is. You're not over on malacha unless you did it the normal way. But the pa'ula, you'll say that the result, l'chor, is the same. It's cooked. According to Pesach, the Yisra is not cooking it. If you don't eat it, you're not over anything. You can cook the korban pesach. You just can't eat it cooked. Right? So you're going to not be yotze korban pesach, right? The eating of the korban pesach. But there's no issue. It's not like a bishul basar b'challah, basar mevashalit. You're not allowed to eat it cooked. There the issue is not the cooking. It's the result. So the mice, it's cooked. See, Blake Charles says, no, you see from here, it's not the case. It's not that Bishol B'chama or Bishol in Kamek Tveria is what's it called, is just not the derech of doing Bishol. It's a not called Bishol. The result is different. If you heat up something in the sun, or from water that was heated up in the sun, just like we say, Shvach Eitzim B'pas, when you heat something with wood, the taste of the wood goes into it. That's called Bishol. When you heat something up with water that was heated with fire, the process makes a difference in what the result is. But if you heat something up with something that didn't have a heat source from fire, then the process is different. The result is different. And therefore, it's not called Mevushal. Maybe that's why the Torah said Mevushal Bamayim, to tell me that it has to be the normal process of cooking. But if you cook it in an abnormal process, fruit juices are not abnormal. Right? That's just like cooking it in water. But something where the water wasn't heated by fire, it was heated by the sun, right, or some other heat source, that's not called Bishol, just like a microwave maybe. Microwave is no heat source, it's heated up from itself. That wouldn't, if you would cook the Korban Pesach and that, right, you wouldn't be, what's it called? It says you're chayiv, because you don't say, well, see, doesn't mean you're chayiv. Amar Rava, my chayiv, the tani, the ko'aber, mishum tzliyesh, en hanami. You are over, well, you're not over for Bashal Mavushal. It's not Mavushal. It's a different process. But it's not Shliyesh either. That's what you're over. They ask over here, how could you possibly cook the Korban Pesach in Chamei Tveria? If you took it to Tveria, it's possible. Right, took it out of Yerushalayim. So they give quite a few answers here. One is that, in Hanami, we're talking about two Isurim. Right, you have two Isurim. One is that it's talking b'shas heter abamos, when you could bring Korban Pesach and eat it anywhere. So you brought it on a bama in Tveria and brought it to Tveria in the right, in the proper time. Another possibility is that it's not that you put it into Chamei Tveria. You took Chamei Tveria in a thermos and you brought it to Yerushalayim and you cooked it in that. And that's totally in the shaila whether a thermos has a din of a kli sheni or a kli rishon since it holds the heat. Or it could be that since the Korban Pesach was already roasted, it's even cooked in a klisheni, because it's soft. Another possibility is that it says, Lashit Lavo, Yerushalayim is going to extend to Damesek. So Lashit Lavo, if you took the Korban Pesach, Tveri will be Yerushalayim. Chamei Tveri will be in Yerushalayim. Lashit Lavo. Okay, Rav Chia, Bereid Rav Nosson Masni Lo Lahad Rav Chizda Beheder. Amr Rav Chizda, Hamavashal B'chamei Tveria B'Shabbos Potter, U'Pesach Shebishma B'chamei Tveria Chayiv Sh'Avar Mishum Tzliyesh. Not that you're chayiv because of Bishol, because there's no difference between Bishol for Korban Pesach or Bishol for what's it called for Shabbos. But you know, it's not Tzliyesh, you're over Tzliyesh, but you're not over Bashal Mavushal, or Gabi Basar Bechala, be the same thing. It's not called Bishol. So if you cook Basar Bechala, Bechamei Tveria, even though the result seems to be the same, Lamaisa, you wouldn't be chayiv on Bishol Basar Bechala. On the other hand, could be that it still be Asr because it's Balei of the time, whatever the Rabbanan Asr, even not Derech Bishol, right, could be that it be Asr because of the time of Basar Bechala. And so you had Basar Bechala already, and you put it into Chamei Tveria, and it was Nivla into something, that type is Asr. Because that's not Asr because of the Maisa Bishol, that's Asr because of Bliya Satam. But to create Basar B'Cholav, you need a Bishol. And it's not a Bishol. That would be the difference.